Something immense passed over the branches he'd covered himself with, snapping many and showering them down onto Sigurd. It blocked out the light and left him blind. An earthy stench like putrid water choked him, polluting the air with its foulness. Trying not to gag, Sigurd gripped Grammer's blade. This was it. She was ready. He could feel it. She whispered glories in his ear, promised his name would live on in eternity for felling such an abomination. Don't think. Don't plan. Just act. Sigurd rammed Grammer straight upward. The blade scraped against the serpent's massive scaled hide. Sigurd heaved, and Grammer shrieked as she punched through the scales. Driving it up required far more force than piercing mail did. Scorchingly hot blood sprayed all over Sigurd's arms and face, stinging, searing him like acid. He roared at the creature as it tore itself asunder, unable to arrest its own momentum. The Linorm thrashed, bellowing in shock and rage. Its wild convulsions yanked Grammer from Sigurd's hand and exposed a hint of daylight above him. Should he make a break for it while... The creature crashed back down over his hole once more, wiggling so violently the pit began to cave in. Already the hole had filled with burning blood. If Fafnir died atop this place, Sigurd would be trapped, maybe even drown. Screaming, he punched the scaled bulk. It was like hitting a solid wall, one lined with ridges. He jerked his hand back, shrieking as blood continued to seep into his little prison. Fuck! But the Linorm continued its thrashing, exposing the air once more. Sigurd launched himself from the hole, scrambling out toward the river on all fours. He pitched over, slammed his face into silt that stung his eye, then heaved himself yet onward. Sand, blood, and grime so caked him it blurred his vision as he rolled over and scrambled back away from the Linorm. With a final heave, the creature crashed down once more and lay still, with only faint convulsions still holding it. A mighty clawed limb reached for Sigurd. It fell several paces short and slapped the sand in front of him, kicking up great gobs of muck. Filth and gore now coated the otherwise mold-colored serpent, and blood oozed from the terrible rent in its belly, fountaining up with each beat of its slowing heart. Horns jutted from its head at irregular angles, and spurs from its spine, any one of which could have pierced Sigurd like a spear. Here was a beast fell beyond imagining, like something drawn up from some ancient time the world would have just as soon forgotten. And it stared at Sigurd with hatred beyond his ken. Acid-like venom dribbled from its gaping maw.
"Who are you, impudent, to strike at me?"
The stench of rot accompanied the creature's rumbling, inhuman voice, as if the land itself bellowed at him. "You can talk? Did that mean some part of the original Fafnir yet remained?"
"Who dares?"
"I am Sigurd Sigmundsson." The Linorm choked, a glob of some foul mix of poison and blood oozing from its mouth.
"And who urged you to face me?"
Sigurd rose, glanced about for Grammer. The blade still stuck from the beast's side, a dozen or so paces from where he stood. "A mind hard as stone forged me into a weapon. A courageous warrior whetted me to a razor edge." He stalked over to where Grammer jutted from Fafnir. "And with this I fear neither man nor beast." He placed a foot on the Linorm's side, then yanked the sword free. This elicited a fresh spurt of burning blood spraying over him, and the dragon hissed, tracking him with its eye.
"I see my brother's hand around this hilt. It wrought my death, and it shall be your end as well. In the end, He shall claim the Tarn Helm and the ring with which I secured my domain. And the hoard goes back to him after all.
Sigurd wanted to wipe the blood and grime from his face, but since all his clothes were so soaked, he saw no way to do so. Regin will have naught save his vengeance against you. I have taken your life, and I will find your den and claim the gold. He waved his hand. And this helm and ring you speak of. The Linorm snorted, a pathetic rasp of air that turned into a shudder.
Go there, claim riches beyond your ken, and find your doom in the cursed hoard.
Sigurd spat. The Linorm lied now, even as he'd been a murderer and a kinslayer in life. All Vetter were treacherous, Fafnir and his brother included. Kneeling in the mud, Sigurd watched as the beast finally expired.